This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Pradaxa, active ingredient, the Bigotrinate Xylate. This leaflet provides important information about using Pradaxa. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Pradaxa. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Pradaxa? Pradaxa contains the active ingredient Dabigatranate Xylate as Dabigatranate Xylate Mesylate. After oral use, Dabigatranate Xylate is rapidly converted in the body to its active form Dabigatran. It belongs to a group of medicines called anticoagulants. Some people refer to anticoagulant medicines as blood thinners. Dabigatran works by inhibiting a specific protein in the blood, called thrombin. Thrombin contributes to the formation of blood clots. Dabigatran prevents the formation of blood clots. Pradaxa is used to prevent the formation of blood clots in the veins after knee or hip replacement surgery in adults. Reduce the risk of brain, stroke and or other body vessel obstruction by blood clot formation in adults with an abnormal heartbeat rhythm called non-valvular atrial fibrillation. Treat blood clots in the veins of your legs and lungs and to prevent blood clots from reoccurring in the veins of your legs and or lungs. What should I know before I use Pradaxa? Warnings. Do not use Pradaxa if you are allergic to Dabigatranate Xylate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are currently bleeding. You have severely reduced kidney function. Your doctor will know how to determine your kidney function. You have an increased tendency of bleeding complications. This may be inherited, of unknown cause, or due to other medicines. You have a medical condition which increases your risk of serious bleeding, such as recent brain or spinal injury, and cancer. You have active stomach ulcers, or have experienced stomach bleeding in the past year, unless the cause has been permanently eliminated, e.g. by surgery. You have a history of bleeding in the head, eyes, spine, abdomen and joints. You have an indwelling spinal, or epidural catheter, and during the first 2 hours after their removal, your doctor will know about the kind of catheters and precautionary measures. You have liver problems, or liver disease. You have a prosthetic heart valve. Do not use Pradaxa if you are taking the following medicines: oral ketoconazole or itraconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections; dronedarone, a medicine used to treat abnormal heartbeat; cyclosporin or tacrolimus, medicines used to prevent organ rejection after transplantation; glecaprevir/bibrentasvir, a combination medicine used to treat hepatitis C infection; medicines to prevent blood clotting, e.g. warfarin, rivaroxaban, apixaban, or heparin, except when changing anticoagulant treatment while having a venous or arterial line and you get heparin through this line to keep it open, or while your heartbeat is being restored to normal by a procedure called catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation; verapamil, a calcium channel blocker used to treat high blood pressure and angina. Do not start Pradaxa and verapamil treatment at the same time. Do not start verapamil if you are currently taking Pradaxa and have just undergone major orthopedic surgery. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition, have any other medical conditions, have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes, have had a heart attack, or if you have been diagnosed with conditions that increase the risk to develop a heart attack, have reduced liver function, life-threatening liver disease, or increased liver enzymes, have an increased risk of bleeding, as could be the case in the following situations. If you are older than 75 years, your doctor may prescribe a lower dose of Pradaxa. If you know you have reduced kidney function, or you are suffering from dehydration, symptoms include feeling thirsty and passing reduced amounts of dark-colored urine. If you have been recently bleeding, if you have any problems with your blood, if you have had a recent tissue sampling, biopsy, if you have cancer, if you have had a serious injury, e.g. a bone fracture, head injury, or any injury requiring treatment, if you are suffering from an inflammation of the food pipe, esophagus, or stomach, if you have problems with reflux of gastric juice into the food pipe, esophagus, If you are receiving medicines which could increase the risk of bleeding, such as clopidogrel and warfarin. If you are taking anti-inflammatory medicines such as diclofenac. If you are suffering from an infection of the heart, bacterial endocarditis. Know that you have a disease called dantiphospholipid syndrome, a disorder of the immune system, that causes an increased risk of blood clots. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you use Pradaxa. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Pradaxa if you are pregnant. It may affect your developing baby if you take it during pregnancy. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not breastfeed if you are taking Pradaxa. The active ingredient in Pradaxa passes into breast milk. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Use in children. Do not give this medicine to a child or adolescent under 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Pradaxa and affect how it works. These include aspirin, salicylates, or other NSAID, anti-inflammatory medicines. Medicines used to thin your blood, such as warfarin, unfractionated heparins, heparin derivatives, fondaparinux and desiridin, low molecular weight heparins, enoxaparin, clopidogrel, tirofiban, bivalirudin, prasugrel, ticagrelor, or eptifibatide, ticlopidine, dextran, sulfenpyrazone, rivaroxaban, and apixaban, amiodarone, dronedarone, medicines used to treat irregular heartbeats. Verapamil, a calcium channel blocker used to treat high blood pressure and angina. Quinidine, a medicine used to treat malaria and irregular heartbeats. Clarithromycin, or rifampicin, medicines used to treat infections. Lopinavir, nelfinavir, ritonavir, tipranavir, or saquinavir, medicines used to treat HIV infections. Cyclosporin, or tacrolimus, medicines used to help the body's immune system. Glecaprevir/bibrentasvir, a combination medicine used to treat hepatitis C infection. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI, e.g. citalopram, escitalopram, fluoxetine. Selective serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRI, e.g. duloxetine, venlafaxine, desvenlafaxine. Medicines used to treat mood disorders. Herbal medicines derived from St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum. Carbamazepine, a medicine used to treat fits or convulsions. Medicines used to treat reflux and stomach ulcers, such as pantoprazole and ranitidine. These medicines may be affected by Pradaxa or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, change the timing of your medicine taking routine, or take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Pradaxa. How do I use Pradaxa? Follow the instructions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? After knee and hip replacement surgery. The recommended dose of Pradaxa is 220 mg, 2 capsules of 110 mg taken as a single dose once daily. Patients with moderately reduced kidney function, e.g. over 75 years, or patients taking certain medicines may have an increased risk of bleeding. The doctor may prescribe the lower dose of 150 mg once daily, taken as 2 capsules of Pradaxa 75 mg. Treatment with Pradaxa should be started within 1 to 4 hours of completed surgery, using a single capsule of 110 mg, and continuing with 2 capsules of 110 mg once daily for a total of 10 days, after knee replacement surgery, or for a total of 28 to 35 days. After hip replacement surgery. If, within 4 hours after surgery, postoperative bleedings can still be observed, initiation of treatment should be delayed. If treatment is not started on the day of surgery, then treatment should be initiated with 2 capsules of 110 mg once daily. For stroke prevention in patients with atrial fibrillation, the recommended dose of Pradaxa is 300 mg taken as one capsule of 150 mg in the morning, and one capsule of 150 mg in the evening. Patients over 75 years should take a lower dose of 220 mg, taken as one capsule of 110 mg in the morning, and one capsule of 110 mg in the evening. Patients with an increased risk of major bleeding, as determined by your doctor, should take a lower dose of 220 mg, taken as one capsule of 110 mg in the morning, and one capsule of 110 mg in the evening. For the treatment of blood clots and prevention of blood clots reoccurring in the veins of your legs and/or lungs, the recommended dose of Pradaxa is 300 mg taken as one capsule of 150 mg twice a day following treatment with an injectable blood thinner for at least 5 days. To prevent blood clots reoccurring, continue on one capsule of 150 mg twice a day. Patients over 75 years should take a lower dose of 220 mg, taken as one capsule of 110 mg in the morning, and one capsule of 110 mg in the evening. To prevent blood clots reoccurring, continue on one capsule of 110 mg twice a day. Patients with an increased risk of major bleeding, as determined by your doctor, should take a lower dose of 220 mg, taken as one capsule of 110 mg in the morning, and one capsule of 110 mg in the evening. To prevent blood clots reoccurring, continue on one capsule of 110 mg twice a day. Your doctor will decide how long you need to be on this treatment for. When to take Pradaxa. Take Pradaxa at about the same time each day. Taking your capsules at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How long to take Pradaxa. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. Pradaxa will continue to be prescribed while there is a risk of excessive clotting after knee replacement surgery. This will usually be for a period of 10 days. After hip replacement surgery, this will usually be for a period of 28 to 35 days. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you stop using Pradaxa before your doctor tells you to stop, you are at risk of developing a blood clot in a vein of your leg, which can move to the lungs and be life-threatening. Tell your doctor immediately, or go to emergency at your nearest hospital, if you notice swelling of the leg, or cough and shortness of breath. These could be signs of a blood clot. Tell your doctor if you intend stopping treatment earlier. For stroke prevention in patients with atrial fibrillation, it is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you stop using Pradaxa before your doctor tells you to stop, you are at risk of developing a blood clot. This can lead to serious health problems such as strokes. For treatment and prevention of blood clots reoccurring in the veins of your legs and lungs, it is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you stop using Pradaxa before your doctor tells you to stop, you are at risk of developing a blood clot. This can lead to serious health problems if those clots stop blood flowing normally. How to take Pradaxa. Removing Pradaxa capsules from the blister pack. Prior to removing a capsule from the blister card, separate one blister segment by tearing along the perforations, figure A. Once you have separated an individual blister segment, locate the tab marked with the arrow, figure B. Immediately before you are ready to take your dose of Pradaxa, peel back the foil using the tab marked with the arrow until the capsule is fully visible, figure C. Turn the blister segment upside down, and tip the capsule out, tapping the back of the blister segment, if necessary. Do not try to push the capsule through an unopened blister segment. Do not cut the foil, or use sharp instruments, to remove the capsule from the blister. Capsules should always be stored in the sealed blister segments and only removed immediately before use. The capsule should be taken immediately after the foil over an individual blister segment is opened, or its effectiveness may be reduced. If additional capsules are inadvertently exposed to air, they should not be used, and should be discarded. Capsules should not be removed from the blister pack and repackaged in dose administration aids such as dosette boxes, tablet organizers, or weekly medication packs. Swallow the capsules whole with a full glass of water. It does not matter if you take this medicine with or without food. Do not chew or open the capsule. Do not sprinkle the pellets on food or mix with liquids. This may cause an overdose of Pradaxa and increase the risk of bleeding. If you forget to use Pradaxa, After Nian hip replacement surgery, continue with your remaining daily doses of Pradaxa at the same time of the next day. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. For stroke prevention in patients with atrial fibrillation, a forgotten dose of Pradaxa can still be taken up to 6 hours prior to the next dose. A missed dose should be omitted if the remaining time is less than 6 hours prior to the next dose. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. For the treatment and prevention of blood clots reoccurring in the veins of your legs and lungs, a forgotten dose of Pradaxa can still be taken up to 6 hours prior to the next dose. A missed dose should be omitted if the remaining time is less than 6 hours prior to the next dose. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering when to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for hints. If you use too much Pradaxa, if you think that you have used too much Pradaxa, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Pradaxa, you may have bleeding. Blood may be seen in stools or urine. Abnormal bruising may also be experienced. What should I know while using Pradaxa? Things you should do. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Pradaxa. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not used Pradaxa exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. If you become pregnant while using Pradaxa, tell your doctor immediately. If you are going to have any surgery or procedure, including dental surgery, tell your surgeon, doctor, or dentist that you are taking Pradaxa. Your doctor may decide to temporarily stop your treatment with Pradaxa. Tell your doctor if you fall or injure yourself during treatment, especially if you hit your head. Please seek urgent medical attention. You may need to be checked by a doctor, as you may be at increased risk of bleeding. Things you should not do. Do not give Pradaxa to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Pradaxa affects you. Driving or operating machinery should be avoided for a period of time after orthopedic surgery. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in their blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the capsules out of the blister pack, they may not keep well. Keep Pradaxa in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Bleeding related. Nosebleeds. Gastrointestinal related. Stomachache. Diarrhea. Indigestion. Feeling sick. Discomfort when swallowing. Skin and hair related. Bruising. Itchy skin. Rash. Hair loss. Infection related. Frequent infections including fever, severe chills, sore throat or mouth ulcers, signs of lack of white blood cells, sore nasal passages and throat, lungs related, cough, musculoskeletal, painful, swollen joints. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Bleeding related. Long or excessive bleeding. Kidney related. Red or dark brown urine. Swelling of hands, ankles, and feet. Gastrointestinal related. Red or black bowel motions. Nervous system related. Exceptional weakness, respiratory related, chest pain, or being short of breath. Symptoms related to an allergic reaction, rash, itching, or gives on the skin. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing. Symptoms related to anemia, tiredness, headaches, dizziness, looking pale. Symptoms related to a condition called anticoagulation-related nephropathy, blood in urine, reduced urine output, swelling of the legs, ankles, and feet, increased time for blood to clot, high INR test values, heavy bleeding. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Pradaxa contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Pradaxa 75 mg. 75 mg dabigatranate oxalate given as 86.48 mg dabigatranate oxalate mesylate per capsule. Pradaxa 110 mg. 110 mg dabigatranate oxalate given as 126.83 mg dabigatranate oxalate mesylate per capsule. Pradaxa 150 mg, 150 mg dabigatranate oxalate given as 172.95 mg dabigatranate oxalate mesylate per capsule. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Capsule fill. Acacia. Dimeticone 350. Hyprolose. Hypromolose. Purified talc. Tartaric acid. Capsule shell. Carrageenan. Potassium chloride. Titanium dioxide. Indigo carmine CI73015, 110 mg and 150 mg capsules only. Hypromolose. Purified water. Black printing ink. TechPrint SW9008 black ink. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Pradaxa does not contain gluten, sucrose, or tartrazine. What Pradaxa looks like. Pradaxa is the brand name of your medicine. Pradaxa is available in three strengths of capsules. Pradaxa 75 mg capsules, Ostar 1, 3, 7, 8, 3, 2, white colored opaque cap and body, imprinted with a R75 code on one side and company logo on the other. Pradaxa 110 mg capsules, Ostar 1, 3, 8, 4, 0, 2, light blue colored opaque cap and body, imprinted with a R110 code on one side and company logo on the other. Pradaxa 150 mg capsules, Ostar 1, 6, 8, 2, 1, 1, light blue colored opaque cap with a white colored opaque body imprinted with a R150 code on one side and company logo on the other. Pradaxa 75 mg, 110 mg, and 150 mg are available in blister packs of 10 only for the Pradaxa 110 mg and 60 capsules. Pradaxa 75 mg and 110 mg are also available in blister packs of 30 capsules. Not distributed in Australia. Who distributes Pradaxa? Pradaxa is supplied in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308, Sydney, Australia. www.boehringer-ingelheim.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025. Pradaxa is a registered trademark of Boehringer Ingelheim. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2025.